The historical setting for this passage from Isaiah is right after after the Babylonian captivity. So the Jews had been really devastated by that event. The major people had been deported to Babylon, and it was not a pleasant time. And then they came back under Cyrus the Persian. So what this novelty that God is talking, that Isaiah says God is talking about, is this renewal of the people. But there's something larger at stake here, in that the whole nature of this strange Jewish God was to do a new thing. I mean, if you take the translation of the name God gave to Moses, Yahweh, I think the best translation is, I will be there when I will be there. In other words, it is all future. And of course, the newest and the fullest thing that Jesus, that God did, we believe, was manifested in this man, Jesus. So Paul waxes poetic here and says, Jesus is the great amen, the great yes to God. And that's why, of course, everything played out as it did, including Jesus' death, which was part of that yes. That sounds all very nice, except we live, I think, in a time of fairly considerable darkness. What does it mean to say yes to God? Is anything but self-evident, it seems to me. At least it is certainly not self-evident for me. I know there are people in the world who have, or believe they have, this clear apprehension of who God is and what God wants. Brush is crawling with such people. And I confess, I am totally discombobulated by them when they told me God told me to do this and God told me to do that. I didn't know anything that God had told me to do, frankly, in 76 years. So what do we do with this? Well, the first thing is to see in the career of this man Jesus precisely what it means to say yes to God. To not withhold anything. I mean, Jesus' idea of God is much clearer than mine, that's for sure. And so we can see in everything that he did, his responsiveness to everybody, above all, his preaching of the kingdom of God, above all, that that's what it's about. But that still lies on too general a level, I think. You know, first of all, we need to see the praxis of Jesus, this liberative praxis, where he gave people room to be and to become themselves. But we live, as I said, in a state of considerable darkness. Karl Rahner's wonderful phrase, we live in a wintry season for faith. So, Lent's coming up. Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. So as a project for Lent, I would recommend to myself, first of all, and to you, to seek more ardently this God for whom Jesus was yes, for whom Jesus was the great amen, and try to perceive more and more, in more detail and more profoundly, the great resistances in me to that. I mean, self-awareness is a tricky business, huh? At the best of times, I think. But that's what I believe what we're called to. That, what kind of renovation, innovation does God want from me? Because most of the time I think, well, I'm all right, Jack, you know. I'm okay, you're okay, we're all okay. Well, what is the criterion for being okay? That's the question, huh? And what Paul is recommending to us, if you want to find out what it is to be yes to God nonstop, then you look at this man and his career.